Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
How you doing, Abby? How was the weekend?
I'm doing good. I had one of those weekends where I tried not to make too many plans because I'm like, oh, I'm going to be super productive. I know I have a lot of things on my plate this week, so I'm going to get a head start, not do too many fun things. And then I spent most of my time on my couch scrolling the internet. Classic.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was good. I did a couple of fun things. I like went out to dinner on Friday. Saturday, I had a big group dinner with the girls I'm taking to Greece in a couple of weeks, which I can't believe that's coming up already. I'm going with 25 girls to the island of Crete. So we all got dinner in preparation for that. And yeah, just kind of had like a normal bopping around internet scrolling weekend.
That's an exciting thing to like have motivating you every single day. Like when things are like, oh, I'm not feeling so great, but I do have Crete right around the corner, man.
It's giving me the will to live and the will to work out, which has been great.
That's awesome. How about you, Kristen?
I had a good weekend. It was busy. Had to get together with some friends Friday night. My four-year-old is obsessed with baby Joni. Our friends Molly and Joel have the cutest, sweetest, smiliest baby. And I'm not kidding you, almost every single day, Mama, can we go see baby Joni?
Is that right?
There is something
about that kid, man. Yeah. I mean, I do like babies for sure for a limited amount of time.
Yep.
But I have never had the urge to like continually go over to a friend's house to hang out with their baby before in my life, except this one.
Yeah. She's so good. Like, she's so good. So we did that Friday night. And then, you know, when you got a little one, the birthday circuit hits hard. Mm-hmm. So we had a birthday party at Catch Air in Tucker, which 10 out of 10 recommend. That place was really cool. Yeah. It's one of the, like, you know, I'm becoming an aficionado of places to have kids' birthday parties. And this is one of the nicer ones that we've been to as far as like a play place.
You know what these websites should have on them is like some kind of number correlated with how many hours they can be in there and how tired they will be. Because really for me, when my kids were growing up, it was like, how can I burn enough energy to where they're just going to be so exhausted there's too much senses going on, you know, where they're not too exhausted because then they stay up later, but just enough to get them to sleep. And that's the place right there.
For the uneducated, child-free crowd, what is Catch Air?
So I was not familiar either until I showed up on Saturday morning, but it has a whole like space theme. And when you walk in, it's one of those places where you have to take off your shoes, and it's just a bunch of like inflatables and slides, and they've really incorporated technology. So like when you go down the slide, like you're popping all these balloons as you go down the slide, and then they refill back up, and it's just, and there's all kinds of it was like a fancy jungle gym that you're crawling through, and Jimmy's like, come on, Mom, and I'm like, look, that sign, even though he can't read, says Mom and Dad's can't go in there, I'm too big. and far be it from him to like recognize that other parents are crawling through there. And I'm like, listen, buddy, if you were three, yes, I would do it, but you're four now, right? And I got faith in you that you know what you're doing, so I'm just gonna sit here with my coffee and watch you run around.
Yes.
And then I got to watch Major League Baseball history this weekend, and honestly didn't realize it till I was at the game, but Major League Baseball has their first woman umpire, Jen Pal, and I was there for her debut behind the plate.
How'd it go? Did people there seem to know about the history that was there?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think it was like a 50-50 split on who was there to see the Braves and who was there to see Jen.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. She's far more entertaining right now.
No, they played great last night.
Yeah, well, enjoy it.
Or yesterday afternoon, rather.
Season.
And you had great seats.
Yes, I got, so,
right in line with the baseball butts.
Yes. So our company has the truest seats. So it's no joke. It's front row. It's free food and booze. It's like the creme de la creme of seats, right?
You are closer to home plate than the pitcher's mound is to home plate. The pitcher's mound is 66 feet, 60 feet, something like that. And these seats are like 30 to 45 feet away. So you're closer than the pitcher is. You can hear like the of the ball, the fastball when it comes in. They're that close. They're that awesome.
Oh, when it pops into the catcher's mitt, it's amazing. So I had gotten a pair of tickets and gave them to Cassie and Chad. it's if you are a P1, if you're familiar, you know Cassie has been going through it. And
just for like the last 5 years.
Just for that, yeah. But, a couple of months ago, they were dealt a severe tragedy when her mother passed away. And I'm like, they need a bright spot. So I secured the tickets through our company and gave them to them. I'm like, I'll babysit the kids. You guys go have a good time. I just want you to like have, you need a bright spot. You need something to look forward to, right?
You are sweet.
I appreciate that. And so then my sweetness, I hit up our company. I was like, hey, just double checking, making sure tickets are good. And they're like, yeah. And as a matter of fact, the client who had the other two isn't going anymore, so we can give you all four. And I'm like, oh my God, now we get to go with Cassie and Chad. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So I hit her up, and as a joke, I was like, all right, so I got some bad news about the tickets. And she was like, oh dear, what? And I'm like, you're going to have to deal with Bart and I because we're going with you. Got us a babysitter. And I kid you not, this woman and her freaking bad luck.
Oh, no. Don't say it.
Chad got sick. And then her son Max got sick. And so they couldn't go. So Sunday morning.
She had to take care of both of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning, I just asked our neighbor and his son. It was literally just like a couple hours before the game. Asked our neighbor and our son. They're just massive Braves fans. And we're like, hey, so we got like front row to the Braves. Would you like to come? And they ended up taking their spot. But the entire time I sat there, I was like, Cassie and Chad.
Yeah, she's having it, man. She is just having it. I'm interested at the game. Did they introduce her as the first woman major league ump?
So we got there right before the game started. So I don't know about all that. I do know, like, I got to see some of they were taking like the professional photos out there as they were given the lineup, et cetera. And the crowd was going crazy. Like, she got a standing ovation when she came out. She had a bunch of fans and like friends and family there to support her. It was really cool to bear witness to. And she did a great job, and the Braves won, so I know they're happy with her.
No doubt. All right, my weekend, just in a nutshell here, and then I'll get more into it later on. I was in Austin for a radio convention. It's one I go to every single year. I sat on a couple of panels, but later on, I will tell you how I was insulted by somebody that is dead. They are not even alive anymore, but so incredibly insulted by it. And then I moved Hollis into his new apartment in Athens. He's going to be going to University of North Georgia. So Stacy and Joe and I moved Hollis in on, what was it, Saturday morning, which was more emotional than I thought it was going to be. That is for sure. Really, really for sure.
Oh, I bet.
And then just went to the movies with Hayden yesterday. Nice. So it's kind of a chill weekend.
Yeah. What'd you guys go see?
I hadn't seen Fantastic Four before, and he's seen it like three times, but he said he'd go with me. It's like the one thing. Here's what I was going to talk about this morning is movies. I'll talk about it now. I am so hoping movie theaters don't go away. Like, I'm really nervous for it because you can watch like first run movies now on Prime Video or on Netflix. And it seems to me like the industry is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, right? You're looking at profits in Hollywood. Everything's so expensive. Movie theaters are claiming bankruptcy left and right now. So is the actual movie theater experience gonna go away? It's a real question. And I realized this weekend when I was hanging out with Hayden, it's just that I hope not, because there's something super special still about having commonality. To be totally honest with you, Hayden and I don't have a lot of the same interests, right? He's anime, he's movies, he's TV, he's actors, he's actors, performing arts. My thing's more like sports and stuff like that. So the one commonality that I know that he's going to want to hang out with me, and we can go and we can have a meal before, it's movies, right? So we go to a lot of movies, and we did that on Sunday, and just the whole experience of it, you know, having a meal, getting to the theater, ordering the same popcorn that you're going to order every single time, sitting down, watching a movie together in a dark theater where hopefully more people than not aren't on their cell phones. and then afterwards talking about the movie, there's still something very special about going to a movie theater. Mm-hmm. You know?
I always say the best part about going to see a movie is that you're with other people, and the worst part is you're with other people.
I just hope the whole thing doesn't go away, because I love the experience of it, and it just feels to me like I can see in another 10 years them being so few of them that intimate, it's not the same. Watching in your apartment or watching in your house and having popcorn there, it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't go away.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
As a country, we have never been more divided in person, but online, things couldn't be more different. Now, when I was thinking about what I wanted to do for my 6 a.m. e-buzz, I thought, why not just talk about the three things that have dominated what I think most people in Gen Z millennials are seeing on their TikTok For You page right now. Admittedly, in writing this up, I felt a little bit like I was descending into psychosis because some of the stuff is so unhinged, but if it makes me laugh, I feel the need to share it with y'all. So the first thing that has been going wildly, wildly viral on social media is this guy named Not the Kombucha Man. Again, psychosis. He's been doing these ongoing parodies of Hugh Jackman singing. And at first I was like, what is this? And then when I compared the two voices, I'm like, oh my God, he sounds exactly like Hugh Jackman. So here is Not the Kombucha Man as Hugh Jackman.
I'm so ATL, I'm so ATL, I'm so John Valjean, and I'm like, I'm so JBJ. It's me, Hugh, I'm 24601, and Brad.
Okay, turn it down, because the Gen Xers are freaking out.
I don't get it.
I feel like I almost need to have Rebecca in here to be like, I swear,
bring
like,
her
this
on,
is,
yeah.
Rebecca, please back me up on this. This is everywhere. But
I'm feeling old.
When you hear Hugh Jackman, you'll get it.
Here is Hugh Jackman singing in Les Miserables.
Him home. Bring him home.
Rebecca, please, I'm swimming here on my own.
Unfortunately, this is the funniest thing that's ever hit TikTok.
This is what? The funniest thing that's ever hit TikTok right now.
This is all me and my sisters do to each other. I will FaceTime my sister and I'll just say, for a loaf of bread.
We're all cosplaying as Hugh Jackman, so when people start breaking out into spontaneous vocal fry, you need to understand that this is where it is stemming okay. from. Gotcha.
I actually love when you guys do segments like this to bring me in on it, because I have not been spending enough time on TikTok.
Good, because the 1,000-yard stare I just got, I'm like, oh my God, I need somebody else to. I feel like I'm swimming here alone. I'm like,
I'm not spending time on it, so please do it for us.
Rebecca, are you also on the Lorax side of TikTok with Ashby?
The girl who goes live as the Lorax and says many things.
Okay, so this user who has been doing some kind of like act ongoing where she'll dress up like Pitbull, she'll dress up like other people, but now the one thing that has been going crazy, crazy viral. I mean, like, her likes to views ratio is insane. She'll have like 5 million views and 4.4 million likes. This is how viral this woman is getting. She will go live dressed as the Dr. Seuss character, mm-hmm. the Lorax. So she's in an all orange suit with the big pregnant belly, the long orange feet, the yellow eyebrows and the mustache. And she will say unhinged commentary like this.
Drag is not a crime. I drag people all the time. I'm joking. Hey, ladies. What do we and trees have in common? We're both hard. This is how all the greats start out. Starting Monday, all squirrels will be relocated. All pigeons, executed. I speak for the trees. They said your mom's a b-. I'm joking. Send me money. I'm joking.
Is this a visual?
Maybe it is, because when I'm picturing this woman dressed as a Lorax and I'm like sitting on the floor crying because it's so funny. This is one of those things where I'm like, God, I wish radio had TVs attached to it.
Yeah, it's called a TV.
Yeah, I know. That'd be great. Okay, let me pivot to the thing that is actually taking TikTok by storm. I wish people felt that. I'm glad Rebecca is here to remind me that I'm not crazy, that this is what everyone else is talking about. It's not just me.
No, there is a sincere generational gap in this studio, for sure.
Okay, but this is...
But go ahead if that's what's happening.
This is... this is also the one thing that people are going crazy over on TikTok. It's a woman named Kendra Hilty. Are you also on the side of TikTok, Rebecca?
Is this the Hamilton girl?
No, this is the woman that has been going viral for a 30...
psychiatrist girl.
This is the woman that has been going viral for her 34-part video series. I was in love with my psychiatrist and he kept me anyway. Now, when I first saw this, I'm like, this is an unhinged woman, which is pretty much what everybody else was feeling when they were watching it. She basically said that over the course of 4 years of therapy, she felt that she was developing romantic feelings for her psychiatrist and felt that he was reciprocating those feelings and then also manipulating their dynamic to where she felt like he failed to set boundaries. This is pretty wild. She claims that the therapist displayed a mix of warmth and coldness, would comment on her tortoiseshell glasses, so then she would start wearing the tortoiseshell glasses to make him fall more in love with her. And I think the most insane thing that came out of the series was that she got in a car accident, and they were like, hey, you need to go to the ER because you might have internal bleeding. And she was like, well, I have a psychiatrist appointment. And then she went to her psychiatrist appointment, and then when she told him about the car wreck, she was mad at him that he didn't tell her to go to the ER. Like, she herself is clearly having such a mental health crisis, and a lot of people feel like this is a cry for help, but a lot of people are making fun of her. And so there's this psychiatrist on social media, on TikTok. His name is actually Austin Kalo Music. Again, I feel like I'm descending into psychosis because I swear his profile says he's a therapist, but he does music on TikTok. And he's like, hey, I've got to jump on here to let you guys know that this is probably a woman who doesn't need to be made fun of on the internet. She truly needs help from a therapist who she's not in love with.
Keep in mind, this is a real person. You know, this is a human being. This isn't some random character in this thing, you know, the show you're watching. This is a real person. And social media tends to dunk on people as if they're objects instead of humanizing what they're going through. You know, I saw it with the Coldplay CEO thing. It's like, yeah, sure, he did something crappy, but you guys are not a part of that at all. And in her case, yeah, sure, she's has some delusion. She could have some delusion of grandeur and all these different traits, but this didn't happen to you. So you're ultimately dunking on somebody who's trying to get mental health help.
Mm-hmm. It's also brought up a lot of commentary about the concerns of AI playing therapist, because then she talked about how she talked to her therapist, Henry, aka ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people feel like this is going to start a new term called AI psychosis, where a scenario where people who are emotionally vulnerable, they're going to latch onto these AI responses, which are designed to encourage you to feel certain ways. And they basically just echo your own sentiments where you're looking for validation. So it's pretty scary stuff happening out there.
The Burt Show.
Sure, you're sad. Sad kids are going back to school because you're not going to be hanging with them as much. And you realize that you need to live in the moment with your kids. But there's another side of you that's like, oh, it's so quiet here. Oh my God, this is amazing, right? So we have set up a line for you to call, 404-954-1360, where you can rejoice that the kids are going back to school.
I'm ready to party!
Oh my goodness, my kid is 6, went back to first grade last Friday, and while I still have a 2-year-old at home, she doesn't talk to me endlessly without interruption and does not expect me to answer questions like, how blue whales fit into the sun, Mom, and just know the answer. Also, I am standing right now in a quiet house. It's so quiet and delightful. I love my son to no end. Oh man, he needed to go back for both his sanity and safety and mine. Yes, school. Thank goodness.
Man, look, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I am so happy school has started back. Listen, them little demons had to get out of my house for the summer. I cannot stand it. I don't even understand why they don't even have, like, just mandatory year-round school. But I tell you what, I am so happy. I'm glad they gone. I am so glad they gone. FTK. If you know you a parent and you know exactly what that means, FTK, and I stand on that. Thank you for the school system. Because hashtag is y'all turn now. Shout out to the teachers. It's y'all turn now. We done did our job. We kept them alive for the summertime. Y'all job. FTK, it's on y'all.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. If you know, you know. Right?
Yeah.
All right. That number again, 404 and 954-1360. That's what we should have called it.
Oh, the FTK line.
Maybe let's rename that thing now, man. 404-954-1360. All right, Katie, so things are going maybe a little bit too well in your relationship now, and you're starting to have some feelings of jealousy.
Yes, I'm starting to have to check myself for the feelings that I'm having because I know I shouldn't be having these feelings, but I'm like, no. And it all starts with the fact that I'm my mother's only child, right? It's just her and I. And I will say it, even though I hate to admit it, that I have a little bit of only child syndrome.
Okay.
Mama's baby's Katie.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I had to learn lessons the hard way about sharing with others and not being so selfish. But right now I'm in my selfish era.
Okay.
Because, and it's with any woman who's in my family that I'm super close to, I've always had this little only child syndrome. I'll never forget when I was like 7, my grandmother said that she was going to start helping one of those kids overseas. You know, how they say, just donate to the children for 10 cents a day and you can help the kids. And I was so upset about that because I was like, I'm your only grandchild. Why are you helping the kids over there? Like, I was really,
That's a new low of only child syndrome when you're mad that the impoverished children in third world countries are getting 10 cents from your parents. Or your grandparents.
I side-eyed my grandmother for weeks over that kid. So it's now happening with my mom and my girlfriend. This is the first time that I've ever been in a relationship where my mother actually likes the person I'm with. And she shows it. They have conversations. They're like just bonding. And at first I was like, oh, this is great. Like, perfect. Yeah. What more could I ask for? You know, like, this is something I would want. But then it started taking a turn. It would go from where I would be on the phone with my girlfriend and my mom would be like, oh, hey, tell her I said hey. I'm like, oh, my mom says hey. She's like, oh, well, tell her I said hey. And how was her day? And then my mom would answer back. And then it started turning into conversation and me just holding the phone. And I'm just like, well, at this point, you guys just exchange phone numbers and talk to one another. So then I say that and I suggest that. And it's now happened.
Oh.
So there'll be times where I'll be on the phone with my girlfriend coming home from work and stuff like that because we're in a long distance relationship. So I'm on the phone with her a lot. And so I'll be calling her like, hey, this is our routine. We have a routine. I get off of work. I call you and we have a conversation. And then she'll say, 1 second, I'm on the phone with your mom. Like, what?
I love it. I think it's so great.
It happens so often now. So now they're having conversations on their own, just kicking and cackling. And it'll turn into our conversations. Like they get along so well that I'm like, well, what about me, people? Hold on now. And I'm starting to feel a little jealous about it. But then I had to check myself and I'm like, this is probably a good thing because there's certain things that my mom will be excited to tell me about, certain jokes she may have that I don't quite get. However, my girlfriend will get it and understand it and they can have a conversation for hours about something that I'm just not interested in. And so for that aspect of it, I appreciate it because my mom is like, she's gaining another daughter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's how I'm looking at it now, even though I'm still jealous that they talk all the time, like less than they talk to me now.
I was going
to
ask, because like the time has to be given up somewhere. So are you getting less time talking to your girlfriend and talking to your mom because they are talking so much together?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'll even give hints. It's gotten so bad to the point where it'll be late at night and I'm giving my girlfriend hints like, hey. I'm about to go to bed. We're going to do our bedtime routine on the phone, something like that. I'm going to bed. She's like, no, I'm still talking to your mom. We're having this conversation right now. So good. I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to sleep alone tonight.
This is best case scenario, I think. When your mom loves the person that you're seeing so much that they start to establish their own relationship together, I would look at this and go, this is fantastic.
It is. It's just, I'm just trying to adjust. That's what it is. It's that only child syndrome, and I'm adjusting. Yeah. But I do love it.
Are you still mad at your grandma?
No. The impoverished child she helped.
Nah, she let go of that kid by middle school, so I'm good. All right.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me ask you guys a question here, man. I am caught between a rock and a hard place. I am trying to mentor somebody right now with a new podcast, and I've been doing it for a couple of months. And I'm curious if you guys listening here have ever been on the receiving end of this or had to do this also. But I'm getting to a point now where I've worked with this person so much, and they want to be a podcaster and they want to be a YouTuber, but they just don't have the skills. Right now, if this was just a hobby for him, like, hey, you know what? I'm doing this because I love sports or whatever, and it gives me just an avenue to communicate. Nah, man, this guy wants to make it like his livelihood, his career. So, and it's a kid in radio. He's young and asked me through email to help him out, which I have been. So I'm giving him help and giving him help, but I'm at a place now where he's not getting any better. And I can hear, when you do this long enough, you can hear like, okay, all right, there's a lot there that you just can't teach, like personality. or are you a good storyteller, right? You can sort of teach some of that, but it's very difficult. I'm going to have to eventually tell this kid, I think this is just not the path for you. And I've been on the receiving end of that, and I know how much it hurts. But if you guys got that or you had to give that talk, what do you even say? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. The one example I have, and there's going to be a couple of stories blending into each other this morning, but I've told you guys before when I was in Dallas and I would try to fill in for Kid Craddock, who was legendary in Dallas. He was like one of the first dudes to syndicate and just the most talented guy I've ever worked with in my life. He was a mad scientist. He was so good. And his morning show was just number one in Dallas forever. And when he would be out, I would have to try to take over the show and try to host it for the first time ever. So you got a rookie doing it and I'm stressing about it and I go in there and I'm trying to crush it. I am doing the best I can. And then when I get off the air, the general manager calls me up and she calls me in and she goes, you know, some people just aren't meant to be a host. Oh, I was crushed, totally and completely crushed, because I was doing the best I could. This is what I wanted to do with my life. And she just was very blunt with me and told me, this is not the path for you. Now, clearly I used it at motivating, right? Because I wasn't going to hear that at all.
It was hater fuel.
Yeah, it was hater fuel. But compared to what he was doing, I was crap. You know?
Yeah.
And I was probably crap for anybody my age. So how do you tell somebody, like, is that the way to do it? Like, you just don't got it, dude? Like, and I think he's a little bit more fragile at his age than I was at his age. So it didn't break me. Whereas this kid, I think, is just a little bit more fragile. So what do you do?
Well, I guess my question for you is, what would be the purpose in telling him that he doesn't have a future in podcasting? Because at least for your general manager, she was being blunt, because she's like, listen, if you think you're going to take over for Kid Craddock one day, or if you think I'm going to refer you to some other station to be a host, like, I'm not going to do that. I don't think you're cut out for it.
Or if you think you're ever going to have your own show in Atlanta that's going to last 25 years, you better think again.
Exactly. Whereas there's really no, I don't know, like, this is just a kid you're mentoring. So what would be the point in crushing his dreams?
Do I have a responsibility, though, to tell him that he's wasting his time and he should do something else? Or do I just say that, hey, I just don't have the time anymore to do this, and let him spin his wheel? It's not going to be successful.
So I had one of those people in my life as well tell me that, yeah, you're just not meant for on air. Suck it.
Uh-huh. Were you in promotions at the time?
Yes, I was in promotions, and I wanted to make the shift from promotions to on air, and did like my demo, and he listened to it and he's like, yeah, no, I don't think that's going to be for you. I think in this instance, if I were in your shoes, I would take the onus as far as like, maybe I'm not the right mentor for you.
Mm-hmm.
And see, be like, maybe there's somebody else out there that can tap into what you need to further your podcasting career. And I would just remove myself from the situation.
That is a great idea. And I just had a thought. I am going to refer him to you.
No,
Kristen.
I'm busy. No, I'm busy.
It's really a great idea.
I'm so busy doing stuff.
I just feel so bad. Whatever it is, I have a lot of unplanned stuff that I can't even foresee coming.
Yeah, I got a lot of Instagram. I haven't scrolled to the very end of Instagram. So until I can get to the very end of Instagram, my days are full.
The Burt Show.
Look, I absolutely hate keeping things from you guys, especially things that are super, super obvious. And Mo obviously hasn't been here in, what, a week and a half or 2 weeks. We know that. I wish I could tell you guys about it. I just can't yet, but I think this week we'll be able to talk about it. All right, for you guys that moved into your very first place, it could have been college-related, maybe not even college-related. Have some fun with us this morning and tell us how bad it was. All right, 1-855-237-8746, which is also 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. And here's why I'm bringing this up. So I moved my son into his apartment complex this weekend up in Athens, right? Now, he and I both looked them up online and we went to all the reviews and we did this together and we did like the virtual reality tour and everything like that. And it looked like a really nice place, right? And I was glad that he picked this place. You know, he had the responsibility for picking his own place. Let's go, man. I'll back you. So I knew what it kind of looked like online. And then I moved him into it in Athens this weekend. And oh my God, I couldn't help but as I'm moving him in go, think back to like my first place, which was a total crap hole, man. I mean, I had to pay for it myself, right? So that was the first thing. So I couldn't afford anything. I mean, you would walk into this place. First of all, like the security doors never worked at all. They were always off the hinge. You could see that drywall was missing in the lobby. The apartments themselves were just so incredibly small. We barely even had a kitchen, right? It was really, really, really bad. So then I'm walking around his place and I will just read from the website for you guys and I will give it some color as we go down category by category, okay?
I was very invested in this milestone and was eagerly following your Insta story this weekend. And that is a nice place.
It's so nice.
Right?
I was like, what hotel is that?
I know, it does. It looks like a W or something like that, right? So give us a call and tell us about how bad the first place was that you ever moved into, right? Now, I'm purposely not naming the place, but I think anybody that goes to school in Athens will know which place I'm talking about as soon as I start describing it, right? So
is it new? Because it looked brand spanking new.
I think it's only a couple of years old.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to blank. Not every place in Athens is worthy of being called home. Then again, blank isn't like any other place. But don't take our word for it. See for yourself. All right. First of all, coffee bar serving handcrafted pastries. I walked into this apartment complex and in the lobby, you could smell these freshly baked pastries. I mean, all throughout the apartment complex.
I ate Pop-Tarts in college, but I don't think I ever had a croissant.
Pretty much what I had. We didn't have any common area at all. I went to San Diego State, and this was very close to San Diego State. There was no common area. There was no common area at all. There was the lobby, the mail room, your elevator, get into your crappy apartment, okay? Dedicated study mezzanine. With 6 private rooms. I absolutely love that for him.
Back in my day, we called that a library.
No, this is an entire floor that is just for study. Now, I've seen these on college campuses, right? Where you go to, what do they even call it? It's a study hall, basically. Mm-hmm. Where you go when you do your thing, right? Yeah. This is in his apartment complex. All right, the next one. Soak up the sun. Escape to your own oasis in our courtyard's resort-style pool and hot tub. When you're there, you can stretch out, soak up the sun, gather around the fire pits, or invite friends over for a barbecue in the grilling area. Don't worry, you'll never miss a game while poolside, thanks to the Jumbotron.
Oh my God.
I swear to you guys, man, they have a Jumbotron at the pool. So I was floored when I saw this, and it is legit. Like, so the kids stay in the pool, hang out with each other, and then they watch the game on this huge Jumbotron.
So if you had to guess where Hollis will be spending a majority of his time, will it be the coffee bar? Will it be the study mezzanine? Or will it be the pool with the Jumbotron?
Well, we haven't gone through the list yet, so there are other options.
We have more options?
Yeah, all right. So that's the pool. There is also this, the gym they have there, you guys, it looks to me like a gym that you would see on a college campus when you are recruiting athletes to come to your school. You go, look at our facilities, man. It was that big. So he's planning on spending a lot of time there.
So now we can add state-of-the-art gym to the list.
State-of-the-art gym. You also have this, although it doesn't apply to him. On the website, it says, it's puppy love. Treat your beloved pups to their own spa day at our own on-site spa. With our ready-to-use washing stations, your pup will always put their best paw forward.
So they have a grooming station?
They have a grooming station in this apartment complex. Okay. Then, namaste. Stretch. Honor your spirit and rediscover your center with our on-site yoga room. Mm. Detox daily. Ready for a good steam? With two on-site saunas, making self-care a priority has never been easier.
They have saunas?
They've got saunas.
To detox from all that natty light he'll be drinking.
That's what it is. And come on up. Get together with friends or mix it up at mealtime on our terrace with grills and space and the lounge. Eat and relax. We had none of that.
No, like, is he even going to spend any time in the actual apartment?
That, even the apartment itself was small, but super, super nice. He will be more in any one of these activities than he will be spending in his room.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how the whole weekend started.
Somebody tells me he's not even going to be at the apartment complex. He's going to be at the bar or at some other girl's apartment.
Yes, Tom.
So Renee's cousin, we moved into Alabama this weekend. It's her graduate year. We've moved her in and out for 4 years. She graduated last year. Now she's starting her graduate year. Her apartment was a little different than Hollis's apartment.
Tell me.
Now the
these are the complex, stories I'm looking for.
The
right
complex
here.
Looks nice. Has six pools. It's that big.
What?
Six pools. It's like Disneyland. It's huge. Like, six pools.
You sure she didn't move into sandals resort?
But then we moved. Then we go into the apartment. Somebody was a smoker in that apartment.
No.
Because Renee and her mom, Angie, they were vinegar washing the walls yesterday.
Good God.
Trying to get the smokes.
And I tried to look up. Have y'all ever heard of Clobombs?
No.
It's like a chlorine bomb. I looked them up online. If anybody uses this thing and it works, let me know, because I'm going to buy her some Clobombs and send them to her so she can set those things off. Because they at first they thought it smelled like pot. And I was like, have y'all ever smelled pot? Because that ain't pot. I was like, that's just cigarette smoke. And it was stenchful.
Dude, I've lived in roach-infested places where I literally have gotten up in the middle of the night feeling them crawl over me and stuff like that.
Oh, my God,
that. Oh, yeah, it's terrible. And this apartment is nothing like that.
So as far as college goes, I had to live at home my freshman year, which was a bummer. And it was so sad because I would drive to the lot where you picked up the bus, take the bus to campus, go to the sorority house and sit there and skip class. I would go that far just to skip class. My freshman year wasn't my best year. And then I moved into the sorority house, and the sorority house was nice. It wasn't until I graduated and I got my first place post-graduation that was in a very rough area of Cincinnati. There was a drug dealer on the first floor. However, I did feel safe because there were always cops at the gas station across the street.
I mean, that's the kind of place we're talking about right there.
I had a cardboard box as my like coffee table. I couldn't afford drapes, so I had towels that I hung across the windows to like block out light. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.